This is Godliness with Contentment, episode 880. I'm Keno Hanna, and this is the podcast for Christians and people of faith who are eager to understand what the Bible has to say about money. Every week, once per week, I take a look at money from the Bible's perspective so that Christians, people of faith, can reach their financial goals God's way. I say money, but, you know, it's wealth, it's stuff, it's whatever it is, but from God's viewpoint. So, was it two nights ago? I can't remember anymore. I believe it was two nights ago. I got to watch David take down Goliath again. And I was reminded that David can still beat Goliath even today. So what I'm talking about is I'm a big Miami Heat fan, Miami Dolphins too, but Miami Heat are in the playoffs and they're without perhaps arguably their best player, Jimmy Butler, and without Terry Rozier. And yet they were able to defeat in game two the Boston Celtics. Now the Celtics are by all accounts the best team in the East and even the best team in the entire league based on their 64-win season. They were 14 wins above anybody in the Eastern Conference and 7 wins above anybody in the West. And Miami Heat was the 8th seed, or currently the 8th seed. Unfortunately, if they had played better, you know, all season long, they didn't have to be in this position. But anyway, they're the 8th seed, so they go against number 1. So that's why I'm saying David versus Goliath. But also because they're without two of their stars. And so the other guys have to pull it up, you know what I'm saying? So there's no Jimmy Butler. There's no Terry Rozier. But Miami was able to win game two, tie up the series 1-1, and now they're headed back to Miami for game three, which is Saturday. So, David versus Goliath, what is that about? Well, that story is found in the Bible, right? And in 1 Samuel 17, it tells us about it. So here's David, shepherd boy. He has a sling and a stone, well, really 5 stones, but he uses one of them today against Goliath. And he's very skilled at slinging, David that is, right? And in the case of the Miami Heat, they were shorthanded and they have 5, right? Or 5 players on the court per time. But the good thing is they have a good coach and he was able to help them to aim that stone right in the forehead of the giant, the juggernaut known as the Boston Celtics. In our lives, they're giants. Perhaps one giant, sometimes multiple giants. And we need a sling and a stone, or maybe 5 stones. But more important than any sling and stone, when David went into the battle, he knew that God was with him. So listen to what he says in 1 Samuel 17, verses 45 to 47. David said to the Philistine, that's to Goliath, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." Bam! David knew God was with him, and that's why he could talk this kind of smack to Goliath. When you know that God is with you, then there's no obstacle too big. There's no giant that's unbeatable. When it comes to your money, your budget can be balanced. You can pay off all your consumer debt. You can get a fully funded emergency fund, right? Whether that's 3 to 6 months or if you want a year, you can have it. You can save towards retirement and kids' college. You can pay off your mortgage. You can win with money when God's with you. So go with God and be a giant slayer. Guys, that's all I have for you today. Remember, when God's with us, we can take down the giants. I encourage you to join me for my next episode along with your friends and family. Tell them how you found the podcast and whether or not it's helped you. Perhaps it'll help them even if it didn't help you. This is Keno Hanna signing off saying, go deal with some giants. Check you later.